Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Remember, kindness means love in action. Jesus is love, and love in action. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. By the way, people may ask question, why Joyce Ford fell down? Joyce fell down because she cannot stand. Very simple. People fall down because they cannot stand. How many people have plugged your hand, your finger into the electrical socket? How many people have that experience? What happened to you? You get shocked and you fall down. The same thing, I tell you right now, one of the reasons we need a new body. We need a glorious body in heaven. We cannot go to heaven with this body. Because in this body, if you stand before Jesus, before God in heaven, you cannot stand. The glory of God, the presence of God, the power of God is so strong that this physical body cannot stand His presence. And that's why when the presence of God touch people, they fall down. And I have that experience so many times. When God show up, I couldn't stand. The presence of God is so heavy on me. So that's normal, you know. That's why we need a new glorious body. Amen. Hallelujah. Last Sunday, we learned about kindness. And we learned that the best example of kindness is Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible even called Jesus loving kindness. That is His name. God called Him loving kindness. And we learned from His example. Last Sunday, we learned that Jesus showed kindness by understanding my and your weaknesses. He understands you and my weaknesses. So He never condemns. He wants all of us to gently and humbly help one another instead of condemning one another or putting finger toward one another. That's what we learned last Sunday. If you want to hear the whole message, you can get the CD. Today we're going to learn what else that God show kindness to us so that we can do the same thing likewise to other people. The second thing that Jesus show kindness to us is that the Bible says in John chapter 8 verse 32, you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Jesus showed kindness to us by telling us the truth. Jesus loved us so much, too much, that He will accept who we are. But He loved us too much that He will not let us stay the same. He wants us to change. He wants us to grow. He wants us to progress. And what does He do? He tells us the truth. He level with us and tells us what is going on in our life. He tells us our motive. Tell us our attitude. He tell us our weaknesses and our strength. God show us different things in our life so that we can improve. Progress come by evaluation and by feedback. Growth come after feedback. I always ask my wife and the leader in the church, what did I do wrong so that I can improve myself? All the time, I want to improve. I want to progress. So, but the problem is this. We don't like to hear something negative about us. We like to only hear good stuff. Is that right? So if I say like this right now, how many people get excited? You are so beautiful. How many people get excited? You don't get excited? You are beautiful. Wow. People are so humble here. You are handsome. You like to hear that. Is that right? But if I say, you need to change. You don't like to hear something negative about yourself. But I tell you one thing. Jesus is not always politically correct. He tell you the truth. He is not always politically correct. Amen. One of the reasons I believe that the Bible is from God. There are many reasons. One of the reasons that I believe that the Bible is from God is that when I read the book of 1 Corinthians, talk about the definition of love. I know that this must be the book of God because the definition of love in the book of 1 Corinthians is the best definition in the world. But the second reason that I believe that the Bible is the word of God is because the Bible is so gut level honest. Many times when you write biography of somebody, you try to cover up the mistake of the important person in that story. Is that right? But the Bible tells everything honest about the mistake, the error, and the weaknesses of every person in the Bible. Do you remember David? King David, the Bible called, he is the man after God's own heart. But then, at the same time, the Bible says clearly, honestly, that David killed a man to get his wife. He was not that godly. He made mistake. You remember? So the Bible was so honest. The same thing, God will be very honest with us. That's kindness. Telling people the truth is the way to show kindness. How we can do that? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15, rather, let our lives lovingly express truth in all things, speaking truly, dealing truly, living truly. Enfolded in love, let us grow up in every way. The Bible says that speak the truth in love. If you want to show love in action to somebody, if you want to show kindness to somebody, you need to tell them the truth. Because the truth will set them free. Are there any things in your life right now in your relationship? Your marriage relationship. Your partner relationship. Your ministry relationship. Whatever relationship that you try to ignore the truth and sweep it under the carpet and don't talk about it. I really appreciate my wife. She likes to tell me the truth all the time. Sometimes I try to run away and she will follow me into another room and try to tell me that I need to change. Amen. I have another pastor at home. My wife really tells me the truth about myself. And I thank God that she always helped me to change and to improve. Amen. So we need to tell people the truth. Get level with them. This is what you need to change. How many people want to have honest friends? How many people want to have dishonest friend? No one. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 24 verse 26, an honest answer is a sign of a true friendship. True friend will tell you that you get spinach on your teeth. Your true friend will tell you that you need to go and brush your teeth because you have some order right now. I remember about 7 years ago, very embarrassing. One of my senior partner, he come to my office and knock my door and say, can I talk to you something? And that was in 1994. He come to my door and say, can I say to you something? I said, yes. And I start to feel like something going on here. And he locked the door and he say, Varun, or mom, you have order in your mouth. And then God remind me that I was in resident in a hospital for 8 years. I never went to see dentist for 8 years. And I thank God that this man told me the truth that I have order in my mouth. Very embarrassing. But I went to the dentist and fixed it in 1 year. Now I floss my teeth every day. I brush my teeth 10 times a day. I even have toothbrush in here. You want to see? No. He tell me the truth to protect me. Amen. It's kind of embarrassing when people tell you like that. Honest friend will stand there and say, I will not stand here in silence and let you make the stupid mistake in your life. I will tell you, you are making a wrong decision. Amen. That's a true friend. Honest. And that is kindness. You know, when you tell people the truth, sometimes it's painful. Sometimes it's painful for both sides. And that's why people don't want to deal with the truth. I remember on last weekend, after the service, I was called to the hospital. 18 years old man came to the hospital with seizure. And when the CAT scan come up, he has a huge tumor in the brain. In the area that if you operate on, the patient going to become polarized. I right away say, you go to University of Washington. I don't want to touch this man. But when I was standing at the bedside and trying to tell the family that this 18 years old man has a bad brain tumor, it's very painful. And the parents are not happy to hear me. Because I was very direct to them. I didn't go around the bush. I say, you know, your son needs an operation. You need to be transported to University of Washington because I don't want to touch him. The reason I don't want to touch him because I have a church to run. I don't want any headache. I have enough business. My dear brothers and sisters, how do you feel if the doctor, if you find something wrong and the doctor say, it's fine, go home and rest. The doctor have to tell you the truth about your life. So to save you, is that right? But it's very painful to hear that. The same thing in the church or in your married life. Sometimes your husband may have to tell you some truth about your life. Your wife may have to tell you some truth about your life. And that will help you. It's a kindness. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 141 verse 5, a good man in the Good News Bible will rebuke me in kindness. In Amplified Bible say, let the righteous man smite and correct me. It is a kindness. There are two ways of telling people the truth. Kind way and critical way. What are the differences between telling people the truth in love and critical way? The critical rebuke is to promote yourself and put another person down. But if you tell people in kindness, you will lift that person up. Is that right? The motive between for your own benefit or for their benefit. Is that right? You're telling the truth to condemn or to protect. So when you tell people the truth, you need to tell in love. Don't come with the attitude that I'm better than you. Oh, you fail. You get into trouble. God hates you now. No. That is a wrong attitude. You tell people the truth in love. What it means, the right timing, with the right tone of voice, with the right eye contacts. Amen. I want to tell you right now, before you tell your children what's wrong with them, tell them about their good things, five things first. Five things. Before Dad tell me something wrong about me, she will start like, oh, you're handsome, you're a good husband, bam, bam, bam. But by the end of number five, I know number six is coming. So, tell people the truth in kindness. Amen. Tell them about their good things first. Don't come in and just like this. Chop people into pieces. Amen. So, let's say at the same time, I tell people the truth. In love. That's the way of kindness. Amen. Number three, Jesus forgives my sin. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, all of us have sinned. Yet now God declares us not guilty of offending Him if we trust in Jesus Christ, who in His kindness freely takes away our sin. God is a forgiving God. A lot of people have a big misunderstanding about God. Last week, I have a conversation with PhD student, and they say that they don't believe in God. And I want to ask the question, what kind of God you don't believe? I may not believe either. Because you are talking about not my God. You're talking about some other God. Actually, it's scary. That's why lately God told me that when I preach the message, I need to help the congregation to know who God is. Because the Bible says those who know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. Amen. You need to know your God. And how you could know your God? By reading the Bible. By reading who God is in the Bible. By looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is a compassionate God. He come, He healed the sick. He touched life. He just delivered people. He blessed people. I read and I listen to a lot of people about when they see Jesus. How many people have seen Jesus in your life? I never seen one. My dad and my mom saw Jesus with her own eyes. But everyone who said they saw Jesus with their own eyes, when Jesus came into the form of the glorious body, everyone said the same thing. They say like this. When Jesus showed up, he didn't talk much. He said only a few words. And you see the radiance of His glory out of His eyes, of His body. And you see the face and the eye contacts of love and mercy. Jesus never showed sign of condemnation, of hatred, or judgmental spirit, or critical spirit. Jesus will come and love and have compassion. You know, when I heard all these things, I want to be like Jesus. When I talk to people, I don't want to have an eye contact, like look down on people. I want to be loving, look in the eyes and love them like Jesus. I want to become like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I talked to a lady last Friday. She said that she go to a group of so-called believers or something. And she said that in that church, they teach her that all the lady, the girl need to become like Eve. What does it mean is that Eve never shaved her hair in her hair, never wear any earring, and never put any makeup on. So woman cannot put any makeup, could not wear earring or any ring, any clothes, just have to be very simple. But I say, no, sister, our goal is not to become like Eve. Our goal is to become like Jesus in his character and in his spirit and in his attitude. Amen. A lot of people misunderstand God. God is not a grumpy guy walking around with a big stick. And, oh, I caught you. Bam. I gotta break your leg. I gotta hit your neck. God is not that kind of God, a grumpy, complaining, keep grudges. This is a story of a man. This is not a true God that we worship. A man was driving up to the cabin, and then the gas ran out, and he came out of the car to walk up to the cabin and push the car to the side. While he was pushing the car to the side, a big truck hit his car, went into the cliff. So he has to walk up, and then while he was walking up, the snow came down, and he got a cold, and he could not breathe. When he got up to the cabin, a lightning came and the cabin was burned down. And he said, why me, God? And God answered from the heaven, this is not my God though. God answered, somebody just ticked me off and I'm get mad, so I'm gonna get at you. That's not the God that we worship. God is not running around getting at people. God is not running around taking revenge, holding grudges against people. Amen. Our God is a compassionate God. Our God is slow to anger. Our God is a forgiving God. God is a forgiving being. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, sometimes people mix parents and God. A lot of us have the authority figures. And sometimes our authority figures, our parents are not perfect. Sometimes they blow up. They just get mad and spank or whatever. You know, and you try to take that personality of your parents and put into your God. And you think, our God is like that. No. Our God is much more perfect than our parents, than me. I'm not a perfect parent. I still make mistakes. Don't put the personality of the authority figure in your life into God. God is perfect. You need to read the Bible to know God. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, Living Bible, through what Christ would do for us, God decided to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. He is a kind God. He sent Jesus to die on the cross. And when you receive Jesus into your life, he came in. And when the Father looked at you, he did not see your fault and your sin anymore. He saw the righteousness of Jesus in you. He wiped out all the sin. He forget all the sin. He throw away all the sin. He remembered them no more. Amen. That is the God that we worship, that we serve. He's a kind God. Now what we should do to other people? We want to follow the footsteps of Jesus. Number one, we understand people's weaknesses. Number two, we should always show kindness to people by forgiving other people. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 32, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as God has forgiven you because you belong to Christ. Rubbing it out, not rubbing it in. Forgiving, not mentioning the mistake of people. Be kind to one another. The Lord spoke to me 2 days ago. Tell my congregation, he said, that this is the devil trap, the devil scheme, that he will try to speak to you into your ear, into your mind, to fight fault with brother and sister in the church, to find that mistake, and then you will spend a lot of your energy thinking about that mistake, criticizing them, gossiping about them, and then you don't have energy and time to witness and to reach out to the lost. My dear brother and sister, I want to beg you, don't focus on other people's weaknesses. Don't talk about people's weaknesses. Everyone makes mistake. I make mistake, you make mistake. We need to forgive one another. We all are not perfect. We are not God yet. We never become God. We want to become like Christ, but we always make mistake because we are human being. Therefore, instead of focusing on the negative parts of people's life, we should focus together in love, forgiving one another, and reaching out to the lost and dying world out there. The devil wants people in the church fighting one another. The devil wants the church to fight with each other. Church, that church, fight with this church, fight with each other. No, I'm not going to play a game with the devil. I'm not going to fight with another church. Amen. I'm going to keep focusing on Jesus and serve Him. Amen. My dear brother and sister, many of you cannot forgive. You know why? Because you don't have a full understanding how much God forgives you. Sometimes I get mad at people and I don't want to forgive. And the Lord speaks to me like this. The amount you forgive people will never match up with the amount I forgive you. You may forgive people 10 times. I have forgiven you 1 million times already. Again, let me repeat one more time. The amount you forgive people will be much less than the amount God forgives you. Graced people are gracious. Forgiven people are forgiving. People who understand and experience the forgiveness of God will be willing to show kindness and forgive others. My dear brother and sister, as a pastor, sometimes people come and talk to me, member come and talk to me about somebody else's fault. And in my right away, the Holy Spirit speak to me. Yes, they make mistake. I agree. I'm going to go and talk to that person, try to correct that person. But at the same time, don't forget that you make mistake too. All of us make mistake. All of us make imperfect. That's why I never judge my wife. I never point finger to my wife because I know that I'm not a perfect husband either. So we need to be careful. Amen. Be forgiving. Because we are forgiven. Because we recognize that we are forgiven by God. Amen. Amen. How many people say, I'm forgiven? Amen. Now I want to be forgiving. Amen. So number two, forgiving. Number four. So you learn, number one, understand people's weakness. Number two, he tell the truth. Number three, he forgive our sin and we should forgive one another. Number four, he affirms my worth. Deep inside all of us have a feeling of wanting to feel worthy. All of us want to feel significant. We want to feel that we matter to somebody. If I don't show up in the church on Sunday, somebody will miss me. Something like that. You know what I mean? You feel like you want to be worthy in the eyes of people. If I die, somebody gonna talk about me or something. You have that kind of feeling. I want to tell you right now, you are so meaningful in the eyes of God. You are so significant in the eyes of God. In fact, much of our life that we spend and we put our energy in, we spend and put energy in to make us become matter to somebody. Why you try to get all straight A? Why you try to get a better house? Why you get high education? Because you want to be somebody. Is that right? You want to be somebody. I noticed there is one famous movie, single star, not movie star. I don't want to mention her name. She admit that she tried to please everyone. She tried to dress, you know, if dress this short, not enough, shorter. She need to be outrageous. She admit that, outrageous. So dress less pieces of clothes so that everyone will look at her and say, wow, wow, wow. You know, like that. Because she want to be someone, something. And I want to tell you right now, that is the formula of frustration. If you want to please people, you will get frustrated all the days of your life. You know why? Because one day they're going to reject you. One day they're going to criticize you. No matter what you do. Don't try to please people, but try to please God. Amen. If you please God, people are going to like you anyway.
Amen.
Amen. Don't get into that cycle. Try to make people happy, but try to make God happy with you.
Amen.
I tell you right now, no matter how much money you make, no matter how success you achieve, how much success you achieve, no matter how much pressure you experience, no matter how many girls you sleep with, no matter how many houses you own, no matter how many property you own, no matter how many magazines that your face put on the front page of those magazines, you will never become satisfied and feel significant until you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, your Creator. My dear brother and sister, the things in the flesh will never completely satisfy you. Is it true? All the ladies in this church, you go to Nordstrom, you buy a couple nice clothes, and you feel excited about that cloth. 2 weeks later, you need a new one. It never satisfies you. The only thing that's going to make you feel significant and satisfied and feel that you matter something is relationship with the living God. And how do we know that you matter in the eyes of God? Psychologists say like this. Your worth usually is based on how the most important person in your life think about you. You know, I have two person that I really care a lot. How that person think about me. Number one is my God. How Jesus think about me. That's why I watch my life carefully. Number two is my wife. I want to make sure that my wife think about me good. Because they are the most important people in my life. Amen?
Amen.
So, I want to tell you, God see you significant. How do you know that? Psalm chapter 139, verses 16 to 17. You saw me before I was born and scheduled each day of my life. You mean God. And how precious it is, Lord, to realize that you are thinking about me constantly. What does it mean, constantly? Every single second of every minute, of every hour, of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, of every decade, of every century, God is thinking about you constantly. The Bible says in another part of the Bible that the amount that He thinks about you more than the number of sands in the world. You may think about God maybe 2 minutes a week, some of you. Some of you may think about God 2 hours a week. But God thinks about you all the time. I don't know how He does it. Because I cannot. I have only one brain to think about one person or two person at a time. But He thinks about us all the time. Millions of people in the world. On Friday night, one of my workers came to me and asked me for counsel. She said that she went to a church. And in that church, have a doctrine. And she asked me to read. And I say that, I don't agree with this. The doctrine say this. If you don't follow our law, you are unworthy to be our members. And I point to that word, unworthy. It's not biblical. Everyone is worthy in the eyes of God.
Amen.
We don't measure people's worthiness by what they do. By what God think about them. Everyone is worthy. That's why Jesus died and paid the price. Amen. God think about you all the time. And I know that. Because Pastor Da and I dream about you. Think about you all day, all night. Sometimes we slap on our own face and say, why we talk about our members more than our own relationship sometimes? Sometimes we went out to dinner, we date. We go out and date and eat together. And then when we sat down, we began to talk about Yong and Tai. We began to talk about Pirate and Brenda. We began to talk about Lloyd and Nancy. We began to talk about people in the church. Because you know why? The God just keep making us think about His people. The Holy is the same Spirit. He think about you all the time. Sometimes I have to stop and say, let's talk about you now. Let's talk about how beautiful that is. Amen. Am I lying? No, I'm serious. You know, God think about you all the time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He loves you so much. God loved you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Number two, the reason we know why God loved us, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 verse 8, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us. Number one, he thinks about us all the time. Number two, he said like this, I care about you this much, that you are worthy to die for. You are worth dying for. The Son of God died for you because you are so worthy. How much you are worth. You're worth the life of the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, that's why in the church, I have this policy that we need to treat everyone in the church, whether young or old or new member or not even member, they are guests, we need to treat everyone with respect and honor because they are worthy in the eyes of God.
Amen?
Amen. So when people fall on the floor, you don't just walk and step across them like this. You need to honor them. You need to, you know, honor everyone around you. No matter what nationality they are, they have. We need to honor them. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 49 verse 16 that God has engraved or tattooed your name, you, on his hand. So one day when you see Jesus, you ask Jesus how much you love me, he will put his hand up and say, look at the nail mark in my hand. I tattoo you on my hand. God put your face in his hand. He remember you all the time. You're so worthy. Nobody is going to love you more than Jesus. That's why I want to encourage you today. Let us change the most important person in your life to Jesus. The most important person in your life should not be human being. Should be God.
Amen.
If you care about how God thinks about you, you will never feel down, you never feel depressed, you never feel that you are unworthy, because God said to you this morning, you are worthy. I affirm your worth. I die for you. I think about you all the time. Amen?
Amen.
Who is the most important person in your life? Jesus. The living God.
Amen.
Amen. And now what we should do? We know that God see us worthy. You know that God affirm our worth. Now look at what the Bible says. We need to do likewise. Romans chapter 15 verse 7. Accept one another, then just as Christ has accepted you. I have to admit that when I was a young man, I don't like Japanese. But now I love Japanese. When I was a young man, I don't like Americans. Because I was prejudiced against people. That's how society taught me. But I remember in 1980, when I accepted Jesus Christ, my thinking changed. I began to love Japanese. I began to love Americans. I began to love people in the Western world. I changed. I accept them. Because God loved them. You know, I email with a Japanese friend in the Tokyo almost every day. And I say, I cannot go visit you. I love them. I love Filipino. I love Latino. It's the grace of God that we have a lot of Latino in the church. It's the grace of God to have Chinese in the church. Accept everyone. Last week, I tell you the truth. I was thinking about Chanel and Charlene all the time. I don't know why. Every day I just wake up, pray for Chanel and Charlene. You may think you are not important in this church, but I tell you right now, you are important. Because the Lord thinks about you through the pastor. Amen. Accept one another. It doesn't matter. In this church, there are no special seats. You can sit anywhere you want.
Amen.
Amen. But just keep my seat in front here because I need to come up to the stage fast. Don't steal my seat over there. Amen. Everyone is the same. We accept everyone in this house. No special seat for rich people here. No special seat for any lawyer and doctor around here. Everyone is the same in this church. We accept everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible say in 1 Peter 2:17, show proper respect to everyone. You show proper respect to kids in the church. Amen. Don't push them away. Love them. Love the brotherhood of believers. Fear God and honor the King. You know, we need to affirm people's worth by spending time listening to them, catching them when they do good, compliment them right away. I want to compliment everyone who get involved in the Autumn Festival. Excellent job. I want to compliment Nita. Today worship is excellent. Very good. I want to compliment many of you in this church. You have done a good job. You are so worthy in our eyes. We never take it for granted that you are in this house. Amen. You are so worthy. Praise the Lord. Our world is full of cruelty. They need a massive dose of kindness. People spend millions of dollars to produce movie that is full of cruelty, killing, hating each other. But our Christian community need to spread a massive dose of kindness into the world. Amen. How many people know that the word kindness in the Greek language is Christotes. Christotes means kindness. And Jesus Christ is Christos. So in the early church, when they call Christian, they call Christos, and they get confused with the word Christotes. So they say Christian is a religion of kindness. How many people know how God gonna judge you on the judgment seat of Christ? He doesn't judge you how much Bible knowledge you have. He doesn't judge you how many tongues you speak in tongues. He doesn't use those values to judge you. This is how he judge you. What is the standard that he say to you? Look at Matthew chapter 25 verses 34 to 40. Then the King will say to those at his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, you favor of God appointed to eternal salvation. Inherit, receive as your own the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you brought me together with yourselves and welcomed and entertained and lodged me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me with help and ministering care. I was in prison and you came to see me. Then the just and upright will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome and entertain you, or naked and clothed you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and came to visit you? And the King will reply to them, truly I tell you, in as far as you did it for one of the least in the estimation of men, of these of my brethren, you did it for me. Christianity is the faith of kindness. If this is not your lifestyle, if this is not in your vocabulary, I doubt your Christianity. Christianity is not about blessing me. Yes, every Sunday I come up here, I bless you. I put out my hand and bless you because God told me that every Sunday I need to bless God's people. Aaron, when he, in the Old Testament, he come up and bless people. All the godly people in the Bible bless God's people. So I bless you. But it's not about being blessed alone. Christianity, true Christianity is about others oriented. Amen. You are blessed so that you can go and show kindness to other people. God will judge you that day. God gonna ask you that day. On the day of judgment, he will ask you, that day I sent somebody and he is in trouble. Do you help him? You have so much money. Do you help those people? Can you share another $15 to help that person? Can you share $100? Can you go out and clean the house for that person? God gonna ask you this question. This is a true Christianity. The true Christianity is about kindness. Because what? God is love. Agape. And kindness is love in action. God will open many opportunities for you to show kindness. Are you going to let that opportunity go away? I don't want to let opportunity to go away. I appreciate my wife. Every time we drive on the street and we see somebody stand with a sign, need food, she always tell me, honey, could you stop? You have some cash? Give money to him. I don't know what he spend money for, but I have my job to show kindness to the needy. 2 days ago, the person who sent bill for me, she sent bill to the insurance for me. Her mother died. I went to my office manager and asked any doctor help her. Did our company give her some money to help her that her mom died? No. My office manager said, no, we never give anything. I said, no, cannot do that. We need to bless her. So I said, write my name, check, give to her. We need to find a time. Oh, she was sick, cry. She said, I can't believe it. You think about my family? That when my mom died, you think about us? Yes, you are important here. Find opportunities to show kindness to people. Amen. Maybe one of the reasons you never show kindness because you have not experienced the kindness of God. If you experience the kindness of God, you will show kindness to people. I feel the kindness of God in my life. I was in the mud. I was in the pit. Before I became a Christian, I was an arrogant man. My relationship with my fiancé and my wife was in the mess. We quarrel all the time. We fought all the time like a cat and dog, even though we love one another. I was sick. I was poor in my spirit. But one day got somebody to tell me about Jesus and show me the movie, Jesus of Campus Crusade. And I got saved. He picked me out of the pit, repair and restore our relationship. He healed my allergy. He healed my wife and then we can have baby. He blessed me. He showed kindness to us. He helped my son to be able to read and speak now, even though the doctor say he will not be able to speak and read. His kindness. I cannot keep that kindness to myself. I want to show kindness to other people. I want to understand people's weaknesses. I want to tell people the truth in love. I want to forgive people. And I want to affirm their worth. And I tell you, why? I want to answer some of your questions right now. Why our church want to stay in revival, in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Why this pastor like to lay hand on people and God, the Holy Spirit come and touch people and feel, touch people? You know why? Because I learned a lesson. That we as human, how many people know that there are so many frustrated Christians out there? They're so frustrated. They learn all the Bible here, they learn all the truth, but they cannot do it. They get frustrated because they forget that there is a helper and his name is the Holy Ghost. And the more there is a story about an Indian, a chief Indian. This chief Indian in Australia went to a revival meeting and sit there and saw the evangelist lay hand on people. And some people may like this a little bit. He was watching for 7 days. And on the last day, he walked out to the prayer line and he say, me, big Holy Ghost. Me, no one, little Holy Ghost. In other words, the bigger Holy Ghost in you, the more power and more grace that you can obey what the Bible say. I will never walk away from revival or the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Because in the past, I know a lot of Bible, but I could not do it. But now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I can obey. That's why I love to see Holy Spirit touch people. Fill people up. Because I know after you hear the word of God, you need the power to do it. You cannot do it by yourself. You need the helper. You need the comforter. You need the power. The Bible says that he who is able to do abundantly, exceedingly more than what you can imagine, what you can think, and what you can ask for by the power that is in you. Amen. Ephesians 3:20. I read one more time. Ephesians 3:20. How you can do all this thing. How you can do all the thing that I preached today and everything that I preached in the past. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask and think, according to the power that works in us. Who is the power that works in us? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And that's why our church will never back off from the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. My dear brother and sister, this morning, at the end here, I want to encourage you. Let us practice what the Bible says. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24. I read from Living Bible. In response to all God has done for us, let us outdo each other in being helpful and kind to each other. You understand the word outdo mean? How many people don't understand the word outdo? We're going to compete one another to do better in showing kindness to one another. We don't compete other things. We're going to compete in the area of being kind to one another. If you kind to me this much, I'm going to be kind to you more. Can we do that? Can we, in response to God showing kindness to me, I'm going to outdo your kindness to me. We're going to show kindness to one another. On Sunday, can we come and greet one another and hug one another and say, I'm so glad to see you. God bless you. Be kind. Be courteous to one another. Love one another. You know, you see somebody look depressed, and you go there and just, God bless you. I'm so glad to see you today. Be kind. Buy food. Buy ticket food for them. Bless them. You see some single mom here. You know, invite them for dinner. They are lonely. They don't have, lonely physically, but in the spirit, they have Jesus in them. Show love to people. Amen. Amen. Show love to international students. You speak English perfect. You show love to them. They may speak English, broken English, but that's okay. Show love to them, to international students. Amen. Amen. Show kindness to one another. Outdo one another in helping one another and kindness. You cannot do all these things without Jesus inside you. My dear brother and sister, the Bible says that God give grace to the humble. The reason people don't want Jesus is because of pride. I can do it myself. I don't need God to help me. I tell you right now, no one in the world can be kind like Jesus did without his help. That's why we need to humble ourselves and invite Jesus to come into our life and say, Jesus, I humble myself. Help me, Lord. I need your grace. I need your favor. I need your power, Lord. This morning, I want to ask you, how many people say, I need help from God? Raise your hand up. God help me. How many people say, I want Jesus to fill my life. I want to have Jesus to sit on the throne of my life. Raise your hand. Jesus sit on the throne of my life. How many people say, God fill me with your Holy Spirit. I need that grace. I need the power that work inside me. Raise your hand up. Right now, I'm going to lead you in prayer. I'm going to lead you in prayer that Jesus will come and sit on the throne of your life. You just speak loud enough for God to hear you. Just follow my prayer, okay? Close your eyes and pray with me. Pray with me. I will say one sentence at a time, and you just follow what I say from your heart. Father in heaven, I humble myself before you. I need your help. I want to be kind like you. I want to be forgiving like you. You're such a compassionate God. You love me so much that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on the cross to pay for my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Don't depart from me. Sit on the throne of my life and lead me. Empower me, Lord. Grace me. Help me to follow what you say. Oh, Lord Jesus, I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that you are the living God. You are my master and my savior. Lord, all the days of my life, stay on the inside of me and fill me up with your spirit. Help me to be kind. Help me not to be judgmental or critical, but understand other people's weaknesses. Help me, Lord, to tell the truth in love and also to see people's worthiness. Lord, help me to forgive those who mistreat me or make mistake. Bless me, Lord, so that I can go and bless people. Jesus, you are the King of my life. I honor your word and I love you. I will serve you all the days of my life. Teach me your way. Guide my step each day. And make the path straight for me. I bless you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. How many people believe that God can help you? Amen. You learned something today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give me a few minutes before we close the service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is Miao here from? Is Miao here? Oh, there. She sit there. Can you come out here, Miao? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Where is Ikuya? Is Ikuya here? Ikuya, come out here. Ikuya and Miao are leading the or running the group in Pullman. They are students. Miao is from China. Santi Paoyoni. Kamino Shukufukuka Arimasiyoni. He's from Japan. They both serve God in Pullman. I like to bless them. Come stand close to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I like to bless the youth group. Anyone below 18 years old, come out here. 18 years old, below 18 years old. Stand in front here. Everyone stay in honor to the Lord. My heart, I want to see young people in our church in revival, that they are touched by God, they are on fire for God. Amen. Are you hungry for the touch of God? You cannot be a strong Christian without God, without the Holy Spirit. Pray with me right now. Pray with me right now. Father in heaven, I need your help. I want to be godly. I want to be strong in the Lord. but I cannot do it myself. I need your Holy Spirit. Please touch me. Please send the fire of God to touch my life. Yes, Lord, I open my heart to you. I yield to you. Maybe you can just put them, make sure that the line is okay. Hallelujah. Everyone, stretch out your hand and pray for them. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer, okay? Don't talk right now. Don't chit-chat right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Stand in the line there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Get hungry. Lift your hand up. Surrender to God. Close your eyes. And you say, God, come and burn everything that doesn't belong to me. Lord, I receive. I'm not here just for fun. I'm serious, Lord. I want you to touch me. I want you to change me. I want to be used by you. I want to be the mighty men and women of God. Just come down and touch my life. I want to change, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless me, Lord. Bless me, bless me. Fill me with your Holy Ghost, Lord. Fill me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Get hungry. Get hungry. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Fire. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fire. Feel. Feel. Horumba. Shingantara Kanskiya. Yes, feel. Feel. Fire. Yes, Lord. Feel. Right now. Feel. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Fire. Fire. Jesus. Mighty name. Yield. 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 Don't fight with him. Yield. Yes, Lord. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Yes, Lord. Don't fight with him. Back a little bit. Go back a little bit. Go back a little bit. Go back a little bit. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Fire. Yield. Oh, God, use these people to be the mighty army in the end time. In the end time, Lord. They are next generation in our church, Lord. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Yes, Lord. Yield to God. Yield. Jesus, mighty name. Yield. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Fire. Yes, Lord. Backward. Go back a little. Yes, Lord. Fire. Fill. Jesus, mighty name. Fill. Fill them. Fill them. Yes, yield. Just yield. Fire. Yield. Jesus, mighty name. Yield. Hallelujah. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Fire. Lord. Fill. Right now. Open your mouth, speak in tongue. God fill you right now. Open your mouth, speak in tongue. Open your mouth and speak in tongue. God is filling you right now. I can see it. I can see the glory of God upon you. Open your mouth, speak, speak. Open your mouth, speak, speak. God is filling you right now. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Speak, speak, speak. Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes. Feel. Jesus, mighty name. Yes, Lord. Feel. Jesus, mighty name. Feel. Yes. Yes, Lord. Open your mouth and speak in tongue. You've got to feel the Holy Spirit right now. Feel. Yes, Lord. Feel. Yes, Lord. Feel right now. Jesus, mighty name. Feel right now. Jesus, mighty name. Close your eyes. Fire. God. Jesus, mighty name. Yes, Lord. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fill them. Lord, change forevermore, Lord. Change forevermore. Yes, Lord. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Yes, Lord. Jesus, mighty name. Fire. Yes, Lord. Fill. Yes, Lord. Fill. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Yes, Lord. Army of God. New generation. New generation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. New generation. Yes, Lord. New generation. Fire. Yes, Lord. New generation. Feel. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire. Jesus, mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father in heaven, I pray, Lord, that the presence of God will rest upon your people in this house. May the presence of God fill your people, Lord. That shall be led by you. Lord, soften the heart of people to yield to the Holy Ghost, Lord. Lord, the best way is to follow God, to follow the Holy Spirit. I bless them, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless them. Bless them, Lord. Bless them. Fire! Fire! Fire!
Spirit of the Lord.
Fire!
Do your work in me.
Fire!
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.